Nowadays, it's not unusual for a journalist also to be a celebrity, someone whose reputation rests on who they know as much as how well they write. But the New York newspaper man and short story writer Damon Runyon was one of the first of this ilk. There's a new biography of him by newspaper columnist Jimmy Breslin. Book critic John Leonard has this review.
I don't care what anybody says. In Jimmy Breslin, Damon Runyon got the biographer he deserved. And who cares about footnotes? Says Breslin, I am so delighted with myself that I could sing a song. And he does. The Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist for as many newspapers as there have been in New York, except The Times, which hates street reporters unless they're in Budapest, Breslin wants to tell us all his favorite stories about the author of Guys and Dolls, and all his favorite stories about newspapers and speakeasies, and gangsters like Lansky, and fighters like Dempsey, and baseball players like Ruth, and singers like Caruso, and real estate swindlers like Henry Morgenthau, and the New York City subway system, and the Algonquin Round Table, a collection of overrated misfits and half-talents, in Breslin's opinion, whose fame would extend all the way to Connecticut, in sentences like this one, that curl around after going everywhere to bite themselves like snakes or chickens. Breslin, who's written some sports and some novels himself, could have been a Runyon, but he's better than that. He knows that gangsters aren't cute, not even John Gotti, not with the drugs on the street and the Uzis. He knows that the big story of the big city is racism, not Broadway saloon society. And very much unlike Damon Runyon, Breslin always bites the hand that feeds him. That's how you stay honest. Damon Runyon's father knew this, telling the truth about that dangerous glory hound General Custer. But Damon Runyon's father's son wouldn't tell the truth about Pershing in Mexico or Patton in Europe, because you go along to get along. Damon Runyon's father was an alcoholic out there in Kansas and Colorado. So was Damon, until he gave it up to get mean and cheat on his wives and stab his colleagues when their backs were turned to the linotype machine. Of all the writers Damon Runyon knew, and we get at least one story about every one of them, only the sports great Grantland Rice did not go bad-mouthed by the Hearst dandy. Rice, says Breslin, was the only person using a typewriter Runyon could not find a way to despise. If Rice says it is all right, then even I can't make it wrong, Runyon said. But Breslin is interested in language as well as newspaper ethics. Runyon stole his style, that first-person present, straight from Samuel Taylor Coleridge, Breslin tells us. Of course, there was also the German-Yiddish construction, the pastrami in the prose sandwich. But Breslin gets that too, and Breslin gives it back to us. Listen to him tell about Earl Sandy, a jockey who believed the epic poem that Runyon wrote about him. According to Breslin, Sandy believed it all, so much he regarded himself as invincible, even against whiskey, which he was not. He wound up in one room over a saloon at the Westbury Long Island Railroad Station with a half-empty bottle of scotch, a can of bumblebee salmon, and a fistful of wrinkled ties on the dresser. Bald, with his blue eyes now set in creases, he remembered singing in a place called the Stork Club, as if it were real. He stood in his empty room, eyes closed, and burst into opera. Saul Bellow could have written that, but Jimmy Breslin did instead. He also wrote this book, which says the Roaring Twenties were a con, and Broadway was a scam. And I believe him. He's cute when he's mad.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning.